How come you don't come back and forth?
Because on tape, that's why. Not everything that you say, A person sees one rear shal zoiv. So he sees carry after he sees zoiv. That's what we did in the previous Mishnah. Because this is number 8, this is the 8 oimus.
Was the 7 things? The 7
right,
things?
Right, so this is the 8th. Remember this is the 8th?
Oh, yeah.
So this is where the halach, this is the 8th thing that a person sees. A person sees a carry after the first rear, so therefore the carry now prevents there from being another rear for 24 hours. And macha rias carry, ro zoiv besoich, he sees zoiv besoich meis leis, ein zo nechsheves kiria shnia shal zoiv. So the second riyah is not in halacha considered to be a riyah, because if it follows carry, then the ein anas zov lutuma she'ein shanu oim. Because what do we say? Hazoiv machmas hakeri ba. That's the yisoid. It's not a real ziva. Real zoiv is only a harei shnia mishik demesh ibra riyah shnia machmas oinis harehu tahar. Vuadin lamare.
What does that mean?
He's tahar. It's not, if a person sees ziva and you could attribute the ziva could be attributed to one of an oinus,
yeah,
one of the 7 different causes,
yeah,
then the ria is not called zoiv.
Right. So why does he bring that in?
So he's saying that it's
the same thing. It's the same thing.
8, even though there are only 7, so here we have number 8. The hu hadin lamare ulahar zelbzach person, he sees a woman or he's mahar shetol b'chem beis leis. So he's saying of his rules, when it comes to an isha, the effect of a woman lasts for 24 hours. It's an amazing concept. Okay, and when it comes to food and drink, then that does not depend on 24 hours. It depends upon the person's feelings. Sometimes food can throw you off. For it doesn't say there's no set zman for food.
Longer or shorter?
Both, longer and shorter. Sometimes food wears off in 6 hours, sometimes it takes 72 hours. If a paramedic told me that alcohol remains in your body for 72 hours, so therefore if a person has alcohol, and that's why they want to say he has a bad reaction to alcohol, he can stay for 72 hours, because alcohol doesn't leave your body. Sometimes that's pshat why shivsai, you don't say tachanun on day 16 and day 17. Why? V'lo yavar. So he told him, he says, because the mitzvah says that alcohol does not leave your body for 72 hours. So since Purim is yimei mishneh v'simcha, it's chayav adam ad lo yoda, yayin. So the yayin physically remains with you for 2 days after.
Tachna.
So that's why you can't say tachna. It's an amazing part. The effect of Purim remains with you for shiv sav, day 16, day 17, because if you drink the wine on day 14, so it's still with you, day 15, day 16, day 17.
A paramedic told this to me.
A paramedic. Isn't it a Mordi Gavart? It's a Mordi Gavart.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
A very good word.
Rabbi Yosi?
Rabbi Yosi says, Yoimai ain't telling loy el Yoimai ain't telling loy bikari el Oisayum Bad Shabba Sakari should call Oisayum ain't a Matab Biziva. Avaloy base me ace. Okay? So. Ain toilum bo bekeri el oisayom bolvad, that day itself, Bashu Rabba Sakari. Shakol oisayom in the time beziva avaloy me ace me. So he holds, no, you don't say 24 hours. You do not attribute carry zoiv to carry for 24 hours. We only attribute it to carry within the day itself. Okay? Shemra zoiv biyoim shel achrav. If he sees zoiv biyoim shel achrav, mitame beziva. He's mitame beziva. Afilu ro besuch eshav yar b'shos mishmishro akeri. Avaloy me eisla shemra zoiv biyoim shel achrav, mitame beziva. Afilu ro besuch. What is the name of it? So he says it does not depend on 24 hours, it depends upon the calendar day. The person sees carry, let's say, 5 minutes before Shkia. So he has only 5 minutes for the Zoiv not to be called the Zoiv. But after 5 minutes, It's already now the night time. So then, if you see Zoiv, the Zoiv is metame, his tum is off. We do not say the rule 24 hours. We only say that it's not metame within the calendar day. Got it?
No.
There's machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef. A person sees carry.
Yeah.
A person sees carry.
Yeah.
So according to Rabbi Yosef, it's impossible. Tanakama, it is impossible for him to have a re'ir of Zoiv
for 24 hours.
Rabbi Yosef disagrees. You can. You, the only time it's impossible to have a re'ir of Zoiv lahalacha within the same calendar day. So that means if he sees carry and there's 5 minutes left to the day, he only
That's
has
it.
5 minutes. After 5 minutes, if he sees Zoiv halachically, he's called a Zoiv. It's called Zoiv. Got it?
Yep.
Only Yoimah. Next, new halacha. Goy, Shiro carry Viniskay. A Goy, Gentile. Shiro carry Viniskayer. He saw carry and he became he converted. According to Tanakama. He gives you 24 hours. So now the Goy saw Zoiv. He saw Zoiv within 24 hours, but in between the carry and the Zoiv, so he was Megayer. Miyad hu metame beziva. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable Gemara.
No.
It changes his metzias, his physical metzias. Kolaymar, afal pi shiro zoiv lifnei akeri. I made him say, goy shiro keri beniskay. Zoiv besuch meis leis lekeri.
Okay, so he's saying he becomes, the carry that he saw doesn't knock off.
Right, let's see why. But kolaymar, afal pi shiro zoiv lifnei akeri. What? He saw behind the boy the goy. The nimesis rears as Zoiv Shabusuch Meis Leis Lekeri Riyashni. I think it's a mistake here. I never saw a mistake in the
right.
Kati. Never,
right.
ever. It's like, Maharaj, how could this be? It's such a day, second day of Nisan to say a mistake in the Kati? I never, ever, ever found a mistake in Kati. Never.
Right.
He's so perfect. How could this be? Afapi Shirosh Lekeri Lefnei HaZoiv.
Right.
Hainu Ba'oidai Goy. The nimses rias azoy b'shavsoch meis leis lekeri. The nimses rias azoy b'shavsoch meis leis lekeri. Rias shnehi because makom ein oimim shara is a shriya zu ein a rias ziva. We do not say mivnei shabah machmas lekeri. It's a mistake. It's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah.
Never ever happened.
I wonder for the new ones.
Yeah, I want to take one. I have to go look at the new ones. It's right. Lefi shegoishin skayer kikaton shnei ladami the rias zoy b'shal goy the rias zoy b'shal goy. Ein and Echsheves Kolom is considered nothing. Shein al Goyim Metame Beziva. Sorry. Goyim Nisgai because Goyim Tzolod Olami. We say Zoiv Shal Goy Ein Echsheves Kolom.
Right.
Doesn't count. Shein al Goyim Metame Beziva. They're not Metame Beziva.
I thought they're always Metame. They have a Goy is constantly.
With the Raisa, not Metame Beziva. Only with the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon gave them the Dinah of the Zav. We hold the rain. With the Rabbanon, with the Raisa, a Goy is nothing. There's no din zoiv by a goy altogether. One more time over here.
But we kept on learning
that a goy has tumas ziva. That's only chumi rabbanon.
Okay, so say the raisa now.
Let's see. We do not say shariyah zu einam rizoiv. Why not? Maybe because shabah machmas akay. Why? If you say goy sheniskayer, ki katan shenoy ladu, uria zoiv shal goy einam nechsheves klum. Shena goy mitam ziva. Elo emu say shariyah hazoiv b'shemsoch meis leis lekari. The uria zoiv. What? Maybe that mistake. The Rias Hazoiv Shemsoch Meis Leis Lekeri. The Rias Hazoiv Shemsoch Meis Lekeri. La'achash Neskayer. Nech Shavloi Kiriya Rishayna. Shemetame Afilu Ba'oinis. So the Lomdis is. No, it's not saying Metame Ba'oinis. Umisarefes he Imariya Shliya Shariya Shayira. Achar Meis Leis Lekeri. La'asois Zovtum. So it's not in the Metzis. It's in Halacha. Because since a Goy has nothing. So therefore, it's considered to be the first re'iyah. That's the point. The point of here is that it's considered to be the first re'iyah, and the first re'iyah is metame. That's the point. That's not a matter of metzias. The MS, because what is the halacha? The halacha is the only time we make a bedika is for the second re'iyah. The only time we make a bedika is for the
second re'iyah.
The first re'iyah, the afilu ba'oinis. So since he's gershin iskayer, he's cutting shenoylad. So now when he sees this Zoiv, even though the Zoiv really is a Zoiv Machmas Oinis, because within 24 hours there was carry, it doesn't matter. Since he's a Gerish in this guy, the slate is clean, it's considered to be his first Ru'iyah, and the first Ru'iyah is Metame the Oinis. Good?
Yes, sir.
Haroya Dam, because, what?
Okay,
did you say that?
Go ahead, yeah.
Should I repeat that?
No.
Haroya Dam.
Just say the title. Mia, this over here.
What title? Shiroah Goy Shiroah Keri Viniskaya. He sees Keri Viniskaya within 24 hours.
And he was Viniskaya.
And then he sees, and then he's, and, he's and then he sees Zoiv. Even though the Zoiv is Zoiv.
Miyad, who Matamzi.
Miyad, who Matamzi. Why? Because the first Ru'iyah, the first, it doesn't need to be the
usually,
first.
Usually it's after the second Ru'iyah, right?
The only time we make a Bedika for Oynes is the second Ru'iyah.
Right.
So this is considered the Goy's first Ru'iyah.
Okay.
Why? Because since he's a Goy Shiniskaya, so he has a clean slate. So the first Ru'iyah, we don't investigate. The
okay.
first Ru'iyah.
So
even though the MS is that so his first Ru'iyah is Taka, is an Oynes, because since the first Ru'iyah is taking place within 24 hours of carrying,
right.
So really it's an Oynes, and therefore...
We don't say that.
Why? Because since he was Megayer,
right.
So it's the first Ru'iyah. Okay. Now next... Haroye dam v'hamaksha me'es leis agav ha'reisha moin ha'mishna halachas acheres sheyesh v'hem shir me'es leis. So now we're telling us we're going from a tangent. We know the halachas have nothing to do with ziva. Okay, we're learning other halachas of dam. This has nothing to do with ziva. Agav ha'reisha moin ha'mishna halachas acheres sheyesh v'hem shir me'es leis. Each haroye dam, a woman who sees blood, metame taharos l'mafrei me'es leis. This is some sachnida. This is the ganzo yosef sachnida. Neither you go retroactively. A woman who sees blood, and she does not know when she had a Ru'iyah. Right? This is the famous halacha. Machlokes b'shava silo b'chachamim. If a woman sees dam, so then they were nizra al tairus hakodesh. Remember the old days when they were nizra al tairus. When a woman, everything the woman touches, a woman who's a nida, is tamei. So let's say she discovers now that she has dam. How far back retroactively do we go to see that whatever she touched was tamei? Remember this?
Yeah, when retroactive.
A woman sees dam.
Yeah,
a woman does not have a sense. She has no heritage.
Okay.
Normally, a woman has a heritage when she is dam. Let us say a woman has no sensation, and she does a bediga, and she discovers that she has dam. So that means she is tamei. She's a nida. She's tamei. The question is, when did this dam come from her body? When did it come from her body?
Yeah.
Do we say it came from her body? Do we say that it came from her body? From the last time she made a bediga, the last time she made an inspection, let's say, was a week ago. So do we say that we have to assume everything that she touched last week, everything that she touched last week was... Hatzlach.
It's limited. Come on. I use 20 bucks. No, I borrowed $20.
Yeah.
You want for the paper?
No.
A woman who sees blood, right, and she has no sensation. What is halacha?
I forgot.
She's tamei.
Yeah.
If a woman sees blood,
yeah,
and she has no sensation, what is halacha? She's there's no question. She's tamei mikan ula haba.
Right.
The question is, maybe the blood came out of her a week ago, so all of the things that she touched the last week are tamei.
Okay.
So therefore, what is halacha? Machlok is the mishnah mitzach nida. First mishnah mitzach nida. One man the amr says that we go back to the last time she made a bedika. It was a week ago. So everything that she touched the last week is
right.
Tummy. What does the other man the amr say? Only mikan ulahaba. What do the chacham say? Shara. We go back 24 hours. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
You have things on your mind.
Loads.
What's on your mind?
Loads.
What's on your mind?
What do you think of a free man? You think I'm a Hefka match?
The whole world is listening to you.
You think I'm a Hefka match?
The whole world is listening to you.
There's not one person who will ever listen to this. Not one. Right. Did I break you or something? It's something that you don't know, right?
Okay.
Thinking about something?
No. Blank.
Blank.
Totally blank.
Like a blank sheet.
Blank sheet.
Okay, so we're talking about the woman who sees
blood. Roya dam, a woman who sees blood, the hamaksh. A woman sees blood. So what is halacha? The hamaksh, a woman who goes into labor. Agav ha'resha, mona mishnah, chalos ha'cheresh, yesh ha'mshir me'es leis.
Agav ha'resha.
The resha, the case of the zav. Agav ha'resha, the case of the zav. Each That's the first Mishnah Masechta Nidabika Aleph Aleph. A woman who sees blood, who does a Nidabika, and she discovers there is Dam. There is Dam. So what is Halacha? And she did not know when the blood came. She does not know when the blood came from out of her body. Did it come out of her body last week, the last time she made a Nidabika, or did it come out of her body right this very moment? So the Chacham say, we go back 24 hours. Anything that she touched within the last 24 hours is Tamei. Anything that she touched more than 24 hours ago is Tahar. Got that? The Chayda Maksha, the woman goes into labor. The raw dam besuch yimei haziva. She sees blood besuch yimei haziva in a zava. She dam kishu hu, it's dam kishu v'loi dam ziva. A woman goes into labor, and she sees blood within yimei ziva. Ain't a zava shadam kishu v'loi dam ziva. It's not called dam ziva. Aval nech aval im nocha mechevli haleda me'etz. Let's say she stops. She stops. The chevli stops for 24 hours. The yolda harezo yoledes bezoyv kedivrei Rabbi Elazar shahalacha kimaisa. So this means one more time. Hamaksha labor. The woman is having labor pains. The raw dam sochi me'aziv. She sees blood. A woman is within the 11 days of Ziva, right? We have the cycle, 7 days and 11 days. Just to make this, and now she sees, and now, well, how could that be? During the relationship, whatever the case is, a woman sees blood. Let's say even blood three blood during the days of Ziva, but after she sees the blood, it results in the birth. She's in labor, and she sees blood, and she gives birth. We do not say the blood is blood of Ziva. We say the blood is natural blood of labor.
Okay, fine.
So when she gives birth, is she a Zava?
No.
Let's say she has three riyas. Three riyas.
Yeah.
And then she gives birth. So is she a woman who has given birth mitoch ziva, which means she has to bring kabbanah? So the answer is no. Because
we attribute all the blood to the labor.
Labor. Let's say she's in labor.
But how can we say that? Weren't we biding the second one? Aren't you supposed to
No, be that's exactly the issue. There's no bidika. Since over here she's 9 months pregnant, she's giving birth, so therefore automatically there's no bidika. Automatically the blood, since the result is she gives birth, we automatically say that the blood
is attributed to the birth.
Well, let's say she has labor pains, and then she stops for 24 hours. She's in labor, and during the labor is blood, and then she stops. The labor pains subside completely, and 24 hours pass, and then she gives birth. So since there was a break of 24 hours between the blood and the labor pains and the birth, so then we say retroactively the blood that she saw was not blood of labor, it was blood of Ziva.
Wow.
The only time we're going to say that the blood is the blood of Ziva
only within 24 hours.
Is if she gives birth in 24 hours. If it's not 24 hours, wow. Then we don't say that.
Whoa.
Okay, the Hamaksha, that's all. Okay, the Hamaksha, the Rose, the Dam, so he makes Ziva, he doesn't have a Sharik Dam, a Kishu, the Rose, Dam, Ziva. I will not come to Hevelay, the Maceless, the old time, Razor Gills, the Zoy, Kidiva, the Rose, the Shahalok, the Marisa. Next, the Hamaka, S. Abdo, Yoim, the Rose, S. Abdo, Yoim, Yoimai, the Aceless, Shulema, Yaki, Ish, S. Abdo, oh yes, I'm also, Bashev, Umista, Hasodo, no come, you know, came. If a person hits his slave, you kill his slave, he gives him a Zets. Or his maidservant with a stick, and the slave dies. He's chayiv nisa. He's chayiv nisa. A person is a special luck when it comes to him every month in the chaimis. But let's say they survive for 24 hours. Let's say the slave does not die. Achem yom yimaim yamod. Or you come dosh yom yimaim yom shuhu ki yimaim beizel yidem eislays. If a person is a slave, and the slave does not die for 24 hours, and then something drops dead, so he's potter from nisa. We do not attribute the market to Misa. Good? Kela, Sha'achal Basa Hames, a dog which ate Basa Hames, Shloisha Yom, Me'ez La'ez, Harehain Kibriyasai, Shloisha Basa Hames, Bineyav, Shloisha Yom, Me'ez La'ez, Abasa Dani Kibriyasai, Vimeis HaKel, Vitech, Isazman, Hare Basa Hames, Shabusuchim, Matan Boyal. If a dog eats human flesh, So the dog, and the dog dies within 3 days. So since the human flesh is not decomposed in the stomach of the dog for 3 days, therefore it's still called the kezayis of nevelah, the kezayis of a mace, and it's metam ba'olam. Human flesh, kezayis of human flesh, is metam ba'olam. So the dog eats human flesh. At what point do we say that it decomposes? It's no longer human flesh. So therefore, the dog, when the dog dies, it should not be metame 3 days. Avolim shoy yosem mishloy shayamim the neyav koydim shemes harei kvar kimuuko ve'ina metame. But let's say the dog is alive, then it's called the blue. It's blue. It's also not metame. If the dog is alive, it's also not metame. It's sheltered inside the dog's stomach. When the dog dies, then we no longer say that it's sheltered. And within the first 3 days, we will time the dog. Got it?
Yep.
Let's chazu. Haroye keri.
Yeah.
A man sees keri. Einay mitame beziva me'eis la'eis. This is very important halacha. You really need to know this halacha for the previous Mishnah. Okay. He sees keri, so we attribute the ziva to the keri for 24 hours.
Attribute the
carry
to the
Ziva. For 24 hours. We give the Ziva to the carry for 24 hours. In other words,
right.
It's called
Lance.
We attribute the Ziva to the carry for 24 hours.
Right. If a Ziva happens within 24 hours,
it's not called Ziva.
We consider
it
what? Carry.
It's an oinus. It's like an oinus. It's not dissolved. If this is the secondary.
You mean it's like eating food?
Right. It's not.
It was attributed.
And we attribute it to the carry, and it's not metame.
But it's not carry, but we attribute it to carry?
It is zoif. It's called zoif. You see zoif, but it's a zoif that's an onus.
It's an onus. Okay.
Why? Because since he saw carry within 24 hours,
right.
It's because of the carry that the zoif came. So it's not. It does not count. Haroi carry, be'ele metame, bezid, me'eis leis. Rabbi Yosef, no, there's no within 24 hours, only within the same calendar day. No, loch, goyishu or carry. Viniskaya. So now you would attribute all of the zoy for the next 24 hours to the carry. No. Miyot hu metame beziva, because since a goyish ger shiniskaya kunsh nolad, so now as soon as he sees ziva, it's the first re'iyah. And the first re'iyah, automatically he is tame, even if it's an oinus. Now we go other halachos of 24 hours. So roi adam, a woman sees blood. And a woman goes into labor. So
her roida is a
woman sees blood. So we go back 24 hours. We go back to her roida. A woman sees blood. So we go back over hamikasha me'ais la'ais. The laws are me'ais. It's one of the laws. Two separate halachas. Anything that she sees within 24 hours, two halachas. Her roida me'ais la'ais. The hamikasha me'ais la'ais. A woman sees blood. So anything that she came in contact with the last 24 hours is tummy.
Yeah, what's up, Akasha?
A woman who goes into labor and she sees blood, and then she stops for 24 hours. We do not attribute the blood that she saw to the labor. If there was a break between the labor and the labor and the birth, if she sees blood and she has birth pangs, and then she gives birth, we do not say there was a gap between the giving of the birth and the end of the labor pains.
Mm-hmm.
We do not attribute the blood to the labor. We say the blood is separate. Good? The Amakis Avdi, he hits his slave, and the slave does not die for 24 hours. There's a loch of Yoim and Yoimayim. Me'eis la'eis, the pasuk Yoimayim means that the slave lives for 24 hours, then he's not Chai Misa.
But wait a second. There must be an Eved Kanat. What is it?
Eved Ivri.
It's an Eved Ivri.
I believe so.
It has to be Eved, because the Eved Kanat, he wouldn't be in Chai, right?
I'm not
he's
sure.
A
no, maybe he's talking about maybe something that we know. It's maybe Eved Kanat. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Kelev Shachal Basar Meis.
Why wouldn't I be Chai if it was an Eved Ivri? I would be Chai Ivri.
Yes, right. So, of course, it's Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri is a regular year. Eved Ivri is a regular year. It's Eved Kanani. A special for Eved Kanani. For sure. Kelev Shachal Basar Meis. Kelev Dulu Ritz Basar Meis. For sure. It's Eved Kanani. Kelev Shachal Basar Meis. Shloish Yom Meis. Leis Harehu Kibis. A dog which eats meat. And the meat is within the stomach of the dog for 72 hours. The dog dies, so therefore the meat does not decompose. And now when the dog dies, we say that inside the stomach of the dog is the veil of min hames, and it is about basa min hames, and basa min hames is metame the oil. Shloish yom is harehu kibriyasei, and it is metame the oil. Good? It was a hard mission with him.
Very hard. This was a very hard mission.
All right.